KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies in Atlantic, and it's 30 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy for the rest of the day, and a high around 47. There's a slight chance for light rain or snow. Reminder, there is a freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. today, and another freeze warning will be in effect tonight from midnight until 9 a.m. on Thursday. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A man from Avoca pulled two people from a fiery crash on Interstate 80 and McPherson Avenue in Council Bluffs Tuesday morning. Those people are recovering in the hospital. Their names have not been released. KETV in Omaha reports Runk Wood was driving to work from Avoca to Lincoln, Nebraska. Police say that the car was stopped in the middle of the interstate when a truck hit it. The car hit a barricade and caught fire. Wood stopped and heard a girl screaming. He pulled the driver to safety first, then realized there was someone else in the car, so he rescued that person as well. Wood suffered from some minor burns during the rescue. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday approved two new hires, a promotion and an appointment to the Board of Health. They approved an employment contract for Lajean Fajan-Webb as a jailer. Cass County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westring said Fajan-Webb was the second most qualified on the list the last time there was an opening, and she has experience with the Corrections Department.
She has 5, 6, 7 years experience certified in Pop County Corrections jailer, so I think she'd be a good fit. She's excited and eager, and she's been around the corrections industry and at the center of school and everything like that. So she's learning our processes and procedures and pretty seamless out there.
The board also approved Christian Kinsey as an engineering technician and the promotion of Dennis Vogel to senior engineering technician for the Secondary Roads Department. Both positions are in effect as of May 10, 2021. Cass County engineer Trent Wolkin spoke about Kinsey's experience and background.
Christian is attending Iowa State right now. He will graduate in a couple of weeks with a bachelor's degree in industrial technology.
Kinsey spent the last 2 years as an intern working with Hallett or Aggregate Materials and doing survey work, site exploration for potential sites, drone work, mining, drilling for samples, materials testing, and more. He lived in Anita and attended CAM. Wolkin says that Kinsey's aspiration is to become a civil engineer someday. Wolkin said also a bridge on Boston Road east of Highway 71 will be closed for repairs beginning tomorrow. Detour routes have been set up. Murphy Construction of Anita is the contractor for the project. And Hunt's Bridge on Jasper Road southwest of Atlantic was closed for repairs on Monday. Wolkin said also he submitted an application last week for 11 miles of Cass County Road and 28 rehabilitation, and that would be from Highway 83 to Highway 92. For the Surface Transportation and Reauthorization Act through Representative Cindy Axne.
Federal funding through the Highway Trust Fund. They're trying to advance some projects and looking at an 80% being federal money, 20% being local match. If we would be selected, the 20% would be our farm to market fund.
If selected, the county would get extra federal money for the project, but they won't know if they've been approved until September at the latest. In other news, the Cass County Supervisors approved the appointment of Dr. Elaine Berry as a member of the Cass County Board of Health, with her term ending December 31st, 2023. Cass County Conservation Director Michael Lee presented his third quarter FY21 report of activity at the county recreational sites, and Veterans Affairs Executive Director Mitch Holmes gave a report on third quarter FY21 activity. Holmes said during the quarter, 141 veterans were assisted with their federal VA benefits and or general assistance needs. Auditor of State Rob Sand on Tuesday released an agreed-upon procedures report on the City of Walnut for the period of July 1, 2019 through June 30, 2020. The agreed-upon procedures engagement was performed pursuant to the Code of Iowa. Sand reported 8 findings related to the receipt and disbursement of taxpayer funds. The findings address issues such as a lack of segregation of duties, a lack of depository resolution, utility bill forgiveness in violation of the Code of Iowa, and disbursements exceeding budgeted amounts. Sand provided the city with recommendations to address each of the findings. 7 of the 8 findings discussed are repeated from the prior year. The City of Walnut has a fiduciary responsibility to provide oversight for the city's operations and financial transactions, Sand said. Oversight is typically defined as the watchful and responsible care a governing body exercises in its fiduciary capacity. A copy of the agreed-upon procedures report is available for review in the Auditor of State's website and in the same story through a link in the same story in the news page at KJAN.com. And finally in the news, two men and a woman from Western Iowa were sentenced to federal prison on drug charges Monday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court. Court records show 31-year-old Jessica Joy Martinez of Carroll will serve 10 years in prison. 40-year-old Sean Lee Walker of Council Bluffs will serve 11 and a quarter years in prison. And 28-year-old Jonathan Dings of Glidden was sentenced to 60 months in prison. Each was convicted on conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine charges. All of the defendants were ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release following their prison terms and to pay $100 to the Crime Victims Fund. While in prison, there will be no parole. On January 10th of 2020, Carroll County law enforcement had served a search warrant on Dings' residence in Glidden. While conducting the search, law enforcement learned Martinez and Walker planned to supply Dings that same day with about a pound of methamphetamine they had obtained from Omaha. Dings was to sell the methamphetamine in Carroll and Audubon counties. Law enforcement attempted to intercept the load car containing the meth that was driven by Walker with Martinez as a passenger in Audubon. And that resulted in a pursuit occurring before Walker and Martinez were arrested. The investigation was conducted by the Carroll and Audubon County Sheriff's Department, Audubon Police, Iowa State Patrol, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the Drug Enforcement Agency. That case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.